Hi there.
Say something nice to me.
Nice? You want me to say something nice?
Why should I do that?
Listen, buddy. It is National Compliment Day.
It's National Compliment Day.
National Compliment Day.
You're not that ugly.
Try again.
You're not fat. You're big bone.
You're not good at this.
You're not good at this.
Here, listen to these words.
Listen to this.
Your smile.
It brightens up the room.
Oh. Most amazing woman ever.
Well, that's a compliment.
Now that's a compliment.
Okay, my friend.
That's a compliment.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
You are looking good with that beautiful smile this morning. How's that? National Compliment Day. And you've got Morgan in the Morning right now.
Best songs on the radio. 94.1.
WQKX. In digital HD.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Weekend review. Where do we start? The NFL weekend was amazing. All right, maybe you don't like football, so this doesn't touch all of us. But playoffs in any sport could go on forever. And you go, when is finally the championship coming up? But in football, it moves a little faster. And when you have a couple of upsets thrown in, it makes for an exciting weekend. Divisional weekend in the National Football League. 4 games, 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday. You couldn't ask for anything more. Now, I don't have a team in it. Mostly all of us in Pennsylvania don't have a team in it. Steeler fans, Eagles fans, oh well. But Cincinnati at Tennessee on Saturday. Cincinnati wins in Tennessee. Are you kidding me? Yeah, it happened. And then the later game, San Francisco at Green Bay. San Francisco wins. So both number one seeds gone. How could you possibly top that? Well, yesterday, when you had like twos playing threes or whatever the seeding was, Los Angeles at Tampa Bay, here comes Tom Brady going to another Super Bowl. Not so fast, my friend. Los Angeles wins. And then the late game yesterday, Buffalo at Kansas City. Who's going to win that game? Who wanted to win that game? Sometimes when two teams play poorly, you say, nobody wanted to win. Well, these two teams are playing so well, they both wanted to win. Well, they score like 28 points in 2 minutes or something. And they were the final 2 minutes of the game. Kansas City wins, like you heard Rob say, in overtime. What else did I do? Did I just sit on the couch and eat football food? Mostly. But if you check the Tom Morgan Facebook page or the 94KX Facebook page, because it did cross over, I went to the Robbie Burns dinner on Saturday night at the venue at Liberty Valley. And let me tell you something. It was wonderful. I can't remember having a good time like that in a different kind of way. Now, if you're not familiar with it, Robert Burns was a Scottish poet, and he is still a hero of the country. I am Scottish. Robert Burns Day, by the way, is tomorrow. But true Scots celebrate it like kind of like St. Patrick's Day. They celebrate either the weekend before or the weekend after. And this Robbie Burns dinner was something that was done in Bloomsburg for years, and then they stopped. So a relatively new business, the venue at Liberty Valley, where we will be having our wedding expo coming up next month. Kind of excited about that on the 20th of February. More about that later. Anyway, the venue picked up, took over the Robbie Burns dinner, and it was amazing. I wore my kilt. I'm a proud Irishman, Scotsman, Welshman, and I had a great time. Check out the photos on our Facebook page. We had a great time. Oh, and beverages? Yeah, we didn't have to worry about that. There was beverages. Jameson and more. Oh, yeah.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, we've got late night TV. Some changes in the Olympics. Jimmy Fallon runs them by for us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We're a couple weeks from the Winter Olympics, and due to COVID concerns, China is limiting the torch relay to just 3 days. And this is smart. To maintain social distancing, the runners will just throw the torch to each other.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Just in case that heart attack you had last night watching football, you know, wasn't enough.
Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelsey. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelsey. And the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
Yeah, you can't put it better than that. Chiefs 42-36. Love the way radio guys call games. Brady haters? Are you still dancing? Why are there so many Tom Brady haters? Is it because he wins? We said this last week. We don't hate in any other sport. I mean, if you're not a Yankees fan, but somebody says Derek Jeter or some, oh, yeah, oh, one of the greatest. You know, Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle. Oh, yeah. But in football, for some reason, we love to hate. I don't hate anybody. I'm kind of relieved I don't have to watch Tom Brady again this year. But man, some of the hate on Facebook. You guys are all crazy. Take it easy.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
What if your kids are furry and they're going to school dressed as a dog or a cat? Weird. Details next. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Okay, I'm officially old. I've figured this now for years, but when there are things going on in life that make me go, what the hell is that? I turn into my dad. What's going on? Those were the things I used to hear from my pop, you know? And now I am just completely confused. I wouldn't want to be a school teacher right now. There was a time in my life where I thought if my radio career doesn't work out, I'll take my English literature degree and I'll teach high school English or something. I wouldn't want to work in a school district right now. They have to deal with so much. We have kids that don't know what gender they are yet. And I don't judge. Okay. But now we have to deal with furries. It's a nationwide trend. A school district in Michigan had to address it because on social media, there were stories going around that litter boxes were being installed in the students' restrooms for the students who claimed to be cats or dogs. What?
So let's talk about furries.
You got it wrong already.
It was addressed by a child a couple months ago that they are put in an environment where there are kids that identify as a furry, a cat or a dog, whatever.
What?
And so yesterday I heard that at least one of our schools in our town has in one of the unisex bathrooms, a litter box for the
what?
Kids that identify as cats. I am really disturbed by that.
Mm-hmm.
And I will do some more investigation on that. I know it's going on nationwide. I know it is. It's part of the agenda that's being pushed. I don't even want to understand it. But I think that people need to be aware of it because I am really upset as a parent that my child is put in an environment like that. You know, I'm all for creativity and imagination, but when someone lives in a fantasy world and expects other people to go along with it, I have a problem with that.
I am on board there, my dear. I'm appalled by this. I mean, there are days that I feel like wearing a Batman outfit to work, but I don't. Why? Because I know I'm not Batman. I also like Spider-Man too, but that's another story. But no, you can't start identifying as something you're not. You're not a cat. You're not a dog. You don't need to go to the litter box. You're a person. You go to the bathroom. Oh my goodness. Why am I even talking about this? Why? Why?
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
And that's what we should have put that under the category of. But we didn't. We tried to address it, and I think I failed.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
I'm just going to take a break because I can't picture you letting your kid go to school dressed as a dog or a cat unless it's Halloween. There it is. I'm old. The good news, which is the scary news, but we've got it for you. Stay with us.
The best songs on the radio.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Well, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
We've got some interesting hero stories today. Sometimes the dog is the hero, sometimes the little boys are the hero. How about a real scary situation where you are being attacked by a bear and your dog saves your life? Or maybe you save you and your dog's life when being attacked by a bear. It happened. And it happened in Daytona Beach. It was captured by a doorbell cam when a bear attacked two dogs on the front porch. The man was able to fight off the bear, and the bear was later captured. Speaking of doorbell cams, how about little boys who rescued a dog that was inside a burning house? That's happened as well. And that happened last week when Anthony Lombardi and his buddy Mario Cornella saw a house that was on fire and was able to rescue the dog inside. Unfortunately, we don't have audio on that now. Boy, technical difficulties today, times 10. And locally, the Seroptimist Club is going to have money available for local female veterans. Go to Seroptimist, N-A-R, as in North American Region, .org. And ladies, you could be on your way to a new career.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yes.
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go.
And go. Are we ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. I could be
ready. I'm ready,
ready to
leave the building. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, oh, that kind of goes.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
The voice of Lynn Hall on a Monday morning. Here's our celebrity birthdays. Ed Helms is 48 years old. He's Andy in The Office.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I had some highlights.
I didn't recognize the name.
I had some highlights, but they went away.
Okay.
Okay, Mary Lou Retton, the gymnast.
All right.
54 years old. The 84 Olympics, man. She won it all. One
she
gold,
did.
Two silver,
yeah.
Two bronze.
Yeah, she was on fire.
Wow. I hope we have a good Olympics coming up and make America proud again.
Exactly.
Comedian and historian. Historian? Yakov Smirnoff is 71.
He's a historian? What does he know about history, I wonder? Maybe.
I guess Russian history.
Russian history. Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool.
That's about it. And music-wise, Aaron Neville is 81.
Really?
81.
Wow.
Neil Diamond, 81.
My goodness.
They should do a duet together.
Perhaps they should.
Just 81. Well, just 81. Everybody knows. We're coming to America today. All right, stop that.
All right, enough of that.
And finally, singer-songwriter Ray Stevens is 83 today.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that, look at that.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
And that ain't what it takes to love
That's
me.
That's right.
And look at that, they call him the streak.
The streak. Don't look at those. She's just been incensed.
There you have it.
Okay.
Those are today's celebrity birthdays. Shall we take a look at the locals?
Why, yes, they're
yes.
called birthday buddies, indeed.
And they're actually on the screen for me. There you
Yay.
Go. Alana Eisenhardt from Port Trevorton is 26 years old today.
Amber Berge from New Berlin is 29.
Happy birthday to Angela Ciucci from Danville. She's 44.
Carl Dale is from Catawissa. He's 59 today.
Daniel Kitchens, 38.
Darlene Yoder from Selins Grove, 50 today.
Happy birthday, Greg Beaver from Selins Grove, 58.
Jennifer Kaufman from Mifflintown, 46 today.
And happy birthday to Jonathan Pettycoff from Sunbury, 38 years old.
Julie Hill, 55. Happy birthday.
Kayla Ressler from Cole Township is 38.
Kimberly Mathers from Winfield is 53 today.
Happy birthday, Krista Most from Sunbury, 41.
Rachel Gross from Northumberland is 32 today.
Richard Martin from Lewisburg is 39 today. And messaged in on the Facebook page, Deegan, what a great name.
That is.
Deegan Fogarty is 10 years old today.
Aw.
He's on his way to school over at Chief Shikellamy.
Oh, nice. Well, happy birthday.
Oh. Yeah. Deegan, I don't know if you ride the bus or does mom or dad take you to school, but you have the best day ever.
That's right.
Even though you're not on a 2-hour delay.
No, you're not.
Why do we have school delays
today? I don't know. I made it in no problem. I, you know.
That a girl.
I come from all the way in Cole Township, so anyway.
All the way out there.
All the way.
In the township of Cole.
Yes.
Hey, if you have a birthday, you could do the Facebook page messenger.
You could
just
call.
Just like Deegan's.
Yeah, that weird thing.
Yeah, that black box.
That
over
black
there.
Box.
Yeah, there. You could email. You could use the text club because it happens every day at this time.
It's birthday, buddy.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Now I'm hoping this works because we've had a lot of technical difficulty this morning. Viral video this morning is something you might not have to watch. Just listening to it could be enough for you. This guy likes to play his trumpet in different situations, and we're not going to be able to bring it to you. I apologize. The guy actually posted a video of playing the trumpet underwater, which sounds really cool. It kind of sounds like it's almost electronic. But then he stuck his trumpet in a bowl of pudding. Are you with me there, Mike?
I'm trying to visualize this.
Yeah. Now I can't even pull up the video. Here it is. That's water. That's pudding. That's soapy water. A little gutsier than water. The video goes on with Jell-O and a whole lot more. Now, why do people do these things? So we can bring it to you in the morning.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
You're an established trombone player, are you not?
I was just thinking. I played trombone all through high school, so maybe I'll go home and dig my trombone out. And
so you do have that. It? You still have it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You have any pudding around the house?
We do. We have a 3-year-old, so we have tons of pudding.
There it is.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike's in the house for a reason, okay? The Entertainment Report.
With all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved in a pretty bad car accident in Los Angeles on Friday with his Yukon SUV ending up on top of two other cars, a Prius and a Porsche. Witnesses say a woman driving the Prius was bleeding heavily from her head and ended up in the hospital. There's no word yet on her condition. Arnold appeared to be unhurt, but TMZ says police think the accident might have been his fault because he turned left against a red arrow. He was not ticketed at the scene, though. And if you get online and search for those pictures, it looks pretty scary.
Ow.
Yeah, pretty scary. I mean, he's driving this massive thing, and it's on top of these two other tiny little cars.
Yeah, scary for Arnold, but especially the other people involved.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Now, some Adele fans were already in Vegas for the start of her residency when she announced that it was postponed. So she did something really nice. She FaceTimed them. Adele personally apologized and offered them free merchandise and a free meet and greet with her. How nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
She even offered a free drink token, but then quickly took it back when she realized that some of those fans were underage. Reports have been coming out that Adele's postponement is far from a surprise because she had been arguing with her set designer. A source said, quote, in spite of the set costing millions to put together, Adele was unhappy with the result and she made her feelings very clear. While she's always preferred a stripped back performance, she was under pressure to come up with a huge extravaganza, which really? You kind of have to do in Vegas, like the whole Katy Perry thing, if you've seen that,
the
giant toilet on stage and all of that.
It's Vegas.
It's Vegas,
know?
Right. Yeah, you have to go big in Vegas. And looking at the box office, Spider-Man No Way Home reclaimed the top spot with $14 million. Scream dropped to second place with $12 million. Sing 2 was third with $5 million. The faith-based drama Redeeming Love came in fourth with $3 million. The King's Man rounds out the top five with $1.7 million. Now, the weekend's other big release, The King's Daughter, no relation to The King's Man, only made $750,000 despite playing on more than 2,000 screens. This is a movie with Pierce Brosnan that literally was shot back in 2014 and has been on the shelf ever since. And it's absolutely as terrible as that implies.
All right, so maybe The King's Daughter is going to have to ask The King's Men for a little money.
Yes.
Hey, you're watching films all weekend long because the Sundance is going on, right?
Yeah, I'm covering the Sundance Film Festival for my website, aisleseat.com. So I'm seeing lots of movies that are going to be coming your way in the months ahead and seeing a lot of really great stuff, too.
Yeah, how many did you see over the weekend?
I watched nine.
Nine movies?
Nine movies over the weekend, something like that.
How many more this week, you think?
About another 9 or 10. I'm having a good time.
I think that's why they call you Movie Mike.
I think so, yes.
Come on back on Friday, okay?
Yes, I'll see you then.
You put that movie projector on hold.
You got it.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning. UQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It is National Compliment Day. I challenge you to compliment at least a few people today. At home, at work, okay?
In digital HD. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, you're on your way to work. And maybe when you get to work, you'll have some technical difficulty. Evidently, some of the computer problems we're having here on the show this morning and here at SBC Media are actually shared. Some people are trying to get a hold of us saying they're having the same problem, but they're not getting internet service. And even Movie Mike, who was with us just a few minutes ago, said he was having problems at his house getting the same error messages we're getting here. All right. So whatever happens today, make sure you try to make it up. You know, like check your email and check to see what may have been thrown to spam or whatever. You know, check those connections. Check those emails you were supposed to get, but you didn't because there were glitches this morning. Check this out. A Michigan woman over the weekend found an email in her spam folder saying she won $3 million. She was like, okay, it went to spam for a reason. It's a scam. Spam. Well, it wasn't. It was actually real. It was legit. This lady had purchased a Mega Millions ticket on the Michigan Lottery website for a drawing like 3 weeks ago, and she matched five numbers. She matched five numbers. So, okay, she didn't win the Mega Million, but guess what? Almost lost it because the notification went to spam. Check your spam.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
In a new interview, Bono reveals that he never liked the name U2, adding, I also kind of hate Ireland.
Now that Antonio Brown has quit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers by stripping to the waist, flashing a peace sign, and jogging off, everyone has to quit their job that way. No, it's not professional, and it may affect future employment prospects, but you have to admit, when Miriam from accounting does it, you'll never forget her.
Longtime director of Wheel of Fortune has died at the age of 92. Said Wheel of Fortune viewers, wow, so young.
Top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started, because this is kind of wacky. If you've got a couple of pounds in the middle, you blame it on several things. Age could be one. Actually, it is one, because you say your metabolism slowed down. Or maybe you're not working out because of injury. You're not working out because you don't have the time. You don't have a good diet. Well, believe it or not, a new study says you might be able to blame your grandparents, and specifically grandfathers, and when they started smoking. The study shows that you're more likely to be overweight if your grandfather started smoking before he turned 13 years old. It's not clear why, but they say it suggests that exposing ourselves to certain substances could affect our children and our grandchildren's health, not just our own. My grandfather was a coal miner. He probably started smoking when he was about 10. I think I've got a new excuse. Yeah. I don't think so.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
You got cabin fever yet? You're certainly complaining enough about the cold weather on Facebook. Yeah. We've got a cabin fever party for you. You will not want to miss. Details coming up. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Yeah, this weather has been really causing the cabin fever. I love people on social media that complain about the weather. Hey, you live in four-season country here. We're going to have it. Or the people that used to live here and moved to Florida and send us pictures of palm trees, and they pick on us. Hey, stop. But cabin fever is real. You know, that space between New Year and Valentine's Day. Or if you don't celebrate Valentine's Day, that space between New Year and St. Paddy's Day. I mean, you're in the house. You don't want to go outside. It's too cold. Well, we've got the cabin fever party for you. And it's happening this Saturday at Spyglass. Mark your calendar this Saturday, and it's all day. Now, in years past, Spyglass would do like a party at night. And they'd have, of course, wine, and there's three beards, and there's live entertainment. This Saturday, we're starting it early at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it'll go till like midnight, you know, somewhere around there. It should be a lot of fun, because this year we're adding a cardboard sled competition. Now, tomorrow on Try It Tuesday, Sam Tyler and I will build our very own 94KX cardboard sled. I'm going to make it out of an artificial Christmas tree box. This is going to be great. We can't compete because we're the media sponsor, but I'm going to build this sled. Sam's going to help me. Sam's going to be my steer. I'm going to be the fat guy in the back, and we're going down the hill. It's going to be fun. Build your own sled. Go to Spyglass Facebook page for rules and regulations. Gilson Snowboard and Skis, the sponsor, are going to be hosting this sled race. And do we have to worry about no snow on the ground? If we do, we're pulling in a snow machine. So that's going to be even cooler. We have snow on the ground for now. But be there. Live music, two bands, one during the day, one in the evening. Food, wine, and Three Beards Beverages. My goodness! There goes your cabin fever.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot, it may sound a little bit like my opinion on this, but it may be the truth.
We're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We have choices in life. We make those choices. You heard the news this morning, that big protest in Colorado. They want their choice. They want their freedom. They want their rights as Americans. I guess we all do, but then sometimes you have to really question, where am I going? I don't know. Not supposed to talk about COVID because we all have different ideas. Not supposed to talk about vaccination because we all are either on one side of the fence or the other. But when it comes to truth, why can't we talk about the truth? Have you noticed that when celebrities die recently, they just kind of died? I've seen all your heartfelt messages on social media about Meatloaf. The guy was great. We grew up with the Bat Outta Hell album. We love Meatloaf. But if he did die of COVID, why aren't we allowed to tell anybody? Headlines today say he may have. TMZ is reporting he did. And then there were Meatloaf's opinion on vaccination. In a recent interview, he said, quote, "If I die, I die. But I'm not going to be controlled." And in recent protests, anti-vax protests, they are singing Meatloaf.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.